So just yesterday, we went over how the EPA and Monsanto are literally trading our health for profit. They are literally killing people and getting away with it. This is vital to understand. Now, this doctor has just come out and said that modern wheat is a perfect chronic poison. Modern wheat. Now, there's a lot of people that I know that are gluten-free, and there might be some of you. And that's a result of this, because people have eaten gluten for since the beginning. But anyways, modern wheat is a perfect chronic poison, according to Dr. William Davis, a cardiologist who has published a book all about the world's most popular grain. Davis said that the wheat we eat these days is not the wheat of your grandma, like what your grandma had back then. It's an 18-inch tall plant created by genetic research in the 60s and 70s. He said on CBS This Morning, "This thing has many new features nobody told you about, such as there's a new protein in this thing called gliadin. It is not gluten, it's called gliadin. I'm not addressing people with gluten sensitivities and celiac disease. I'm talking about everybody else because everybody else is susceptible to the gliadin protein. That is an opiate. You heard that correctly. This thing binds into the opiate receptors in your brain, and in most people, stimulates appetite, such that we consume 440 more calories per day, every day of the year. Asked if the farming industry could change back to the grain it formerly produced, Davis said it could, but it would not be economically feasible because it yields less per acre. However, Davis said a movement has begun with people turning away from wheat and dropping substantial weight. So what Davis is saying right here is that the people who normally consume wheat, they've stopped eating it wholesale, right? And they've dropped a whole bunch of weight. But that's not all. Hang on, here's more. If three people lost 8 pounds, big deal, right? He said. But we're seeing hundreds of thousands of people losing 30, 80, and 150 pounds. Diabetics become no longer diabetic. People with arthritis having dramatic relief. People losing leg swelling, acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, depression, and on every day. Sounds to me like they've used wheat as a weapon to profit. I mean, it should no longer matter about economic value if your consumer is dying every time they eat. Convenient how eating is the second requirement of the body, the first being water. Now, if we were to say spiritually, of course, spiritual, water, and food. But carnally, food, water, and then food. They have attacked food and water. But we're on the food point right now, especially on wheat. So, I mean, this is insane. To avoid these wheat-oriented products, Davis suggests eating real food. I mean, this guy's not even calling wheat real food. Wheat, I mean, the Israelites ate wheat. And now it's just some genetic makeup that they made in a lab. You know what? There's more to this, and I'm going to tell you about something real quick here. The scientists want to create meat in a lab. I did a report on this last year, and I just thought of it as I was recording this. They want to create meat in a lab, so that way there is no more CO2 emissions for the environment. This genetically made up meat could also be altered to do something similar that this wheat is doing. And of course, genetically, this meat is going to be similar to ground beef. Literally, they're going to take the cells of beef or of the cow and create beef with it. There is no actual cow involved. Cow involved. It would literally be grown in a lab, in a test tube, and we're supposed to consume it. But as time goes on and these discoveries come out, these wonderful extremely important discoveries about our food from doctors, from researchers, from scientists. It increasingly stands to be more of a reason as to why in the world we need to go back to the natural. And of course, that means local. It doesn't mean buying from Tyson natural products. I don't know if you guys have seen this new advertising gimmick that that these big brands have. Of course, they're trying to slap natural on everything. Or organic. And that's become a stretch too. We've got to go find the local farmer. A farmer's market if you can. I know that's only ideal in some locations, especially this time of year. But if you can find these things, chances are the food you eat is going to be a lot better off, because if you can build a relationship with the people who actually grow or develop your food, chances are if they're a decent human being, they're not going to want to hurt you with this opiate wheat or some genetic crap grown in a lab. I mean, it's common sense. And obviously, I'm not trying to say that anybody doesn't know that. I'm just simply saying that we've got to figure out how we can get back to that. And so the biggest thing you can do is support local food. That's all the information I've got for you guys. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless. And I mean, seriously, if we can find some better wheat, we got to. Carry on. We'll be right back.